Okay,
Wait, am I
so
recording? Oh, yeah.
we are recording. Okay,
You
so
didn't let me finish the exercises.
I don't care. Well, so as you can see, I am recording and interviewing Sheng Sheng. Say hi.
Hi.
Howdy. Okay, so I'm gonna questions with the second one, actually. Are you afraid? Question mark. What frightens you?
There's a lot that frightens me. There's a lot. Spiders frighten me.
Okay, well, you know what this
Most.
assignment is, so just tell me what it is about the coronavirus pandemic that you were frightened
Well,
by.
you should have specified that. I'm
Shut
almost
up, just
frightened
do it.
by. I'm also frightened by most chitin-based life forms. Yeah, that's a very
Hey,
broad category, but I guess you get the idea.
hey
I'm
buddy.
cool with a lot of mammals. As with regards to to COVID-19, my most pressing fear, I would say,
Yeah.
honestly, I'm pretty chill about that. Maybe Donald Trump gets reelected. That'd be pretty scary. I don't know. That'd be really scary, actually.
Yeah,
Probably.
it would
I'm probably considering switching my language to French just so I can move to Canada in case anything happens.
Exactly.
Because
That's a
these are
good reason to take
realistic.
French. That's one of the reasons I'm taking it.
These are realistic options, in my opinion. All right.
So I'm going to go with question 12. Has this experience of the COVID-19 changed you in like any way, basically? If it has, then tell me how, please.
It has changed me. I am indeed not the exact same person I was many moons ago, back in March.
How so has it changed you?
I pay more attention to like personal hygiene now, as much as it pains me to admit I am.
We all?
Well, I mean, it pains me to admit in that pre-COVID myself was not as hygienic as I am now. I'm paying more attention to that. I am. It's COVID has also made me, for example, really feel the negative impacts of, electing Trump more than anything else. I mean, there's a lot of people dead. That's, a very obvious number you can look at and just see, oh, wow, this is really bad. You
That's
can really
understandable,
trickle
yeah.
mind. I've been able to get a lot of reading done, though. I've read quite a lot, more than I would have the opportunity to in other times in which I would not have so much free time.
Yeah.
I've also gotten a little bit back into chess. I wasn't really that into it in most of eighth grade, but I've gotten a lot back into chess, for example. I did a lot of work there. I think I'm substantially stronger and very well prepared for this season, this 2020 to 2021 season. And a few other small things, but I won't get into
Okay. Well, yeah, that's pretty interesting because I mean I have to agree with you on most of the things you said. Like I've changed on personal hygiene as well, like all that jazz, how has living through this experience made you feel, really?
really happy that I have more free time. Like, I'm the thing is, I spend most of my free time on the internet, like, reading things or pirating ebooks. Well, I probably shouldn't admit that. Obtaining ebooks in completely legal manners. You know, visiting online forums and whatever. So, you know, they're my hobby. Like, when it comes to the things I do for fun, there's not really such a large limit necessarily because of, you know, the advent of the internet and all these different forms of information on there and, like, entertainment. Because, you know, I do, you know, most of my free time was already spent on the internet. It translates pretty nicely. It scales very well into the really massive amount of free time that comes with, you know, a pandemic and having to stay home all the time.
Yeah.
So I've been enjoying myself pretty well because I think I was very ready to, my interests were very finely suited for this. I do feel very sad that our country currently is the equivalent of a flaming dumpster fire about to fall off a cliff.
Yeah, a little bit.
That makes me very sad, but besides that, yeah, I'm pretty chill. Pretty nice.
Well, that's pretty decently good to hear, I guess.
Exactly. This is why I don't look at news that often anymore. My soul, my heart just can't take it.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have to go with, what is the biggest way your life has changed because of this pandemic?
Well, I mean, my parents got to stay in the U.S., you know, for a bit longer, for much longer than anticipated, and accompany me. And, like, you know, I was able to visit them and see them for a lot longer than I thought because, you know, obviously they could not find a plane ticket back.
Yeah.
Those kept getting canceled. Even though I'm pretty sure the airlines are still, like, I think their stock is still not, like, zero, which is interesting. But, it hasn't necessarily changed that much. Because, I mean, in all honesty, I would normally spend my summers inside on my iPad anyway, so there's not necessarily too dramatic of a shift there. online school's perhaps a big one, but yeah, that's a big change. But it's not too big of an adjustment to make, I would say.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty good. Mr. Arnecki, I hope you like this video, I guess. I don't know.
Is this going to be put in, like, an archive or something?
Yeah, probably. So,
bro, if I ever look at this again in, like, 30 years and, like, see my, like, 14... Wait.
Did you ever forget your age? Okay, I'm just going to end it now so you don't embarrass yourself. Thank you, guys.
Wait, okay, let me do some math.